tying an oversized hook onto the rope. Scarum searched about and came up with two apple cores, which he stuck on the hook. Whirling the lot around his head, he cast it out into the sea.
Right-ho! Come on, little fishies! No, on second thoughts, come on, big fishies! You little chaps, stay put! Well, come on, you big chaps, take the blinking bait! I can't sit around here starving, you know, so get a flippin' move on!
Wakened by the disturbance, Kruver came out on deck, rubbing sleep from his eyes. He took over the tiller from Sagax.
What's old Scarum up to now, matey?
Oh, him. He's got to catch a fish before he dies of starvation.
Ha ha! Him die of starvation? That's a good un. He ate more breakfast than both us, and he's scoffed two more meals since then.
Three,
Sagax corrected the sea otter. Scarum cast a jaundiced eye over their smiling faces.
Go on, laugh, you curmudgeons, but when I catch a whopping great fish, you ain't getting any. Not a confounded morsel, so there.
Kruver's keen eye caught a large dorsal fin homing in on the line. He leaped up, yelling,
"Pull that line in! Quick! Heave it in, matey!"
Scarum defiantly tied the line to the bowsprit.
"Shan't! No point in getting jealous and shouting at me!"
He fell over backward as the line was snapped taut, and the catch took off like an arrow, with Kruver roaring,
"Shark! We're being caught by a shark!"
Whipping out a small knife, Sagax dashed to the bow. He raised it to chop at the rope, but Scarum struck his paw aside. The knife dropped into the sea and sank. Kruver came running. He grabbed the hare by his tunic front.
"You blithering fool! Didn't you hear what I said? That's a shark towing us! A full-grown shark, too, by the rate we're going!"
Sagax dashed water from his eyes as the catch set up a bow wave.
"Aye, and the only weapon we've got aboard you've just knocked out of my paw."
Scarum fought free of the sea otter's grip and sat down amidships.
"Good old Mr. Shark, what? Giving us a fine ride, ain't he? I vote we let him tow us along for a league or two, what? When he gets tired and packs in pulling us, we'll heave him aboard and cook him up into a good big scoff. Super idea, what?"
Pumping up and down, the catch skimmed over the waves. It was difficult to stand. Kruver crouched close to the triumphantly grinning hare and berated him.
"Belay, you floppy-eared, pot-bellied, wide-whiskered buffoon! Your trouble is you don't realise we've caught a big savage beast here. Or rather, it's got us. We're riding the whirlwind, and you're sitting here smiling. You can't see the danger we're in. You don't even know what a shark looks like!"